Could forgiveness actually be one of the core components, habits, rules for massive success?
With all the opportunities that exist today, why haven't you reached your next level of income, life, and wealth? In most cases, we've been lied to. We've been told that if you find the right opportunity and you work hard, you can be successful. And that's simply not true. Millionaires, billionaires, and successful people have realized you need the foundation for wealth, the habits. And that's exactly what you'll be learning on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. All success starts here.
I think forgiveness is one of those things that no one would ever consider as being a success habit, nevertheless a millionaire success habit. What the hell does forgiveness have to do with it? It's too foo-foo. I want the tactical money-making stuff, right? I want to get to the nitty-gritty, but here's what I know. There's only a certain amount of time in a day. There's only a certain amount of energy in a day, and not even just time and energy. The clarity of creative thinking compared to the clarity of busy thinking. Listen, you might have time, you're squeezing it in to think about your bigger future, your bigger business, making more money. But if you don't have clarity in those thoughts, if your heart isn't open, then the universe, God, whatever you believe in, the marketing geniuses, the marketing inspiration doesn't funnel down into the top of your head and come out of your mouth. And without marketing and creativity, then what do you have? Without the planning to follow through, without the stamina to get over the hurdles when shit goes sideways, what do you have? You have a good idea. Everybody's got a good idea. You're listening to me right now, not just because you want some magic money machine. You want the foundation for wealth and sustainability and success. If I'm wrong, then I apologize. Maybe you're looking for the quick hit, but how long does that work? Even people who hit the lotto go broke on average, right? So what the heck does forgiveness have to do with success? Everything. I think forgiveness is one of the most underutilized, not just words, but things in our world, in our ability to grow as a human. I want to give you an example. The reason this is on top of my head is my son, who just two nights ago when I'm recording this, won the state championship for their 10-year-old division of baseball, which was so awesome. So watch him. He did great. They did awesome. But I want to back up. My son has been on the same team since he was 4 years old, the same coach. Love this guy. He's one of the greatest guys. His wife is amazing. He's amazing. Loves kids. And they play twice a year, so they pretty much play all year round. He coaches the all-star team too, so he plays spring ball, fall ball, and summer all-star. So he's pretty much with this guy all year round. And he's got a son named Dean, same name as me. And I love Dean. I always tease him. I said, that's my name. I had it first. You're Bob. So when I get there, he's always like, no, you're Bob. But in the last 6 months, Dean's changed. Dean has been mean. He's been a bully. And especially to my son, Brody. And I think it's a competitive thing. Dean is good. Brody's better. Brody's bats first. Brody's 9 on the 10, 11-year-old team. And he still bats first. Probably the best average on base of anybody on the team. Not because he's my son. He's just good. He's small, but he's good. And he's a hustler. But in the last 6 months, Dean has been really tough on Brody. So I don't want to just solve this for my son. I want him to figure it out on his own. So I keep saying, hey, you got to stand up for yourself. I say, hey, you know, how does that make you feel? Make sure you realize that that's his opinion. That's not who you are. Like all the stuff fundamentally out of the book, doing it right, trying to empower my son because I'm not going to always be there to protect him, right? Well, the last All-Star game, as we were building up to the All, we had the semifinals. My son gets up, goes 4 for 4. In the dugout, Dean comes up to my son because Dean is sitting. There's only one person sitting. My son is smaller than him. My son is younger than him. And his dad is the coach, and he's sitting the bench. He comes up to my son. He says, you suck at hitting, and you're dumb. And my son said, you're dumb for saying that. I asked him exactly what he said. And Dean smacked my son in the face. Well, my son's Brody. Brody comes out of the dugout with a tear in his eye and his face red. I said, what happened? He said, Dean just smacked me. And listen, if you're a parent, you know exactly what happened. The hair on the back of my neck stood up and I wanted to go kick a 10-year-old's ass. I just be honest. Like, I wanted to go in there and choke him and say, did you lay a hand on my son? I did walk up to him and I said, I wanted to know if it was, I said, did you just hit my son? And he didn't say anything. I said, did you just hit my son? He said, yes. I said, okay. I said, go apologize to him. That's all I said. I went up and talked to his mom. I was furious. I was shaking on the inside because I know what my emotions want to do. I knew it was right. So why am I telling you this whole story? Well, how does it relate to you? I promise you it does. So I went home that night and I was so mad, so upset. But I had the chance to teach a lesson to Brody. And I hated the feeling I had. I was mad at Mike, who's the greatest guy in the world, the greatest dad. His son's going through something. Somebody's probably picking on Dean. And we found out that's true. So I emailed Mike. I said, Mike, you're a great coach. We love your family, but it's unacceptable that your son put his hand on my son. It's been 6 months. I've been trying to get Brody to stand up for himself. Brody will play the All-Star game and then we're out. We're done. Mike replied back as the good man he is and said, I'm embarrassed as a coach and I failed as a father. I should have seen this. I should have known. I wish I knew sooner. And he dug in and he got it. So why am I telling you? Because that night I sat with my son and I didn't like the way it felt to have anger. I didn't like the way it felt to be mad. And I said, buddy, the greatest word I know, I wish I knew it sooner, is forgiveness. Dean's been a good kid. Mike's an amazing dad. What if we just forgave them? What if we gave them a second chance? What if you want to forgive them, I'd like you to stay on the team, but it's totally up to you. He goes, no, Mike's been good to me. I want to stay on the team. Let's forgive them. Kind of paraphrasing our conversation. So I email Mike. We go back to the practice. Mike, the coach, walks up to me with his head down, literally with a tear in his eye. And he said, your son, and I'm not saying this because of my boy, but he said, my son's the sweetest boy you've ever met in your life. Sweet voice. He's not aggressive. He might not make it in high school baseball because he's so not aggressive. He's sweet. He's just kind. And Mike says to me, I'm not just saying this. Your son is my favorite kid I've coached in 10 years. Your son is the reason I coach. I love that kid. My son writes the coach thank you notes. That's my son. He busts my chops sometimes, but he's amazing to everybody else. So Mike comes up and I said, Mike, how about this? It's past. It's behind us. Hopefully Dean can learn from it. We appreciate everything you've done. And we really love you guys. Thank you. And let's move on from here. Let's get to practice. And he had a tear in his eye. And he was like, I don't understand. If that was my son and someone did that to my son, I couldn't even look at me. I'd want to fight me. He's like, I wish I could let go of things like that. He goes, he pulled his hat off. Because I'm probably bald because I worry about all the stuff people have done to me. I said, I promise you, I'm not just saying that. That's our family. We're done. Forgiveness has happened. Brody goes out. I could cry. Now I could have tears in my eye. Brody goes out and grabs Dean and says, hey, let's play catch. I look out. These two, Dean is so sorry that he's out there playing with Brody. He said, good catch, Brody. I'm so awesome, Brody. I can't wait to watch you hit today, Brody. You're going to crush it today, Brody. My son was smiling from ear to ear. Mike wipes the tears from his eyes, shakes my hand. He's like, you're a good man. You're a good man. I'm like, I'm not a good man. Just something simple. Forgiveness. It's gone for me. It's gone for my son. He learned the lesson of a lifetime. My dad couldn't have forgiveness. My dad, his father abused him. He took advantage of him. His family abused him. So he never forgave anybody. And he lived with anger his whole life. That's probably why I'm the opposite. So how does that relate to you? Why am I doing this training on forgiveness? Because if you have somebody in your life who took advantage of you, I'm sorry, someone who cheated, stole from you, lied to you, ruined something, ruined a partnership, caused you to go bankrupt, caused you to lose a job, it sucks. But guess what? If you haven't forgiven them, it's only hurting you because there's only so much time, effort, and energy in a day. And if you're using that even with a fraction of what went wrong, why they did it, whose fault it is, then you don't have enough to compete in today's world. This is a competitive world. You need all your energy, all your juices, all your focus, all your enthusiasm focused on where you want to go, not something somebody did to you. You can't undo it. So you might as well forgive. That's hard for a lot of you because some of you are thinking some pretty horrific things right now. Got to forgive them too. Doesn't mean you have to forget. Doesn't mean you have to go be their best friend. But forgiveness will set you free. Forgiveness will take you to the next level of life, abundance, joy, and wealth. Listen, you listen to me not to get the magic money machine. I love teaching people how to make money with real estate and other ways. But if you don't go upstream and fix this shit, it's unsustainable, if that's even a word. So that's my message for today. Forgive. Appreciate you guys. Share this message. Get it out to the world if you think it can help.
If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.